With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Trade talks between the U.S. and our neighbor to the north have hit a dead end.
President Donald Trump says he's ending all trade negotiations with Canada because of a TV ad that opposes U.S. tariffs. Trump says the ad misstates the facts and that Canada's egregious behavior is aimed at influencing U.S. courts. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said he wants to double his country's exports to countries outside the U.S. because of the threat posed by tariffs.
Correspondent Donna Warder says the anti-tariff ad featured snippets of a 1987 speech by President Reagan. Mr. Trump says it was misleading because of the way it was edited. President Trump's upcoming visit to Asia will include a meeting with Chinese President Xi.
I think when we finish our meetings in South Korea, China and I will have a really fair and really great trade deal together.
The color of Target's bullseye logo is red. Unfortunately for the discount retailer, there's too much red on its balance sheet. And for employees, that means pink, as in pink slips.
A company spokesperson says about 1,000 employees are expected to receive layoff notices next week. Target plans to eliminate another 800 vacant jobs. The cuts represent about 8% of the company's global corporate workforce. Target says the layoffs will allow it to accelerate initiatives to rebuild its customer base. The retailer has lost ground in recent years to Walmart and Amazon. Target has reported flat or declining sales in 9 of the past 11 quarters. I'm Mike Hempen.
A new AP NORC survey finds 25% of Hispanic adults have a somewhat or very favorable view of President Trump. That is down from 44% in January. Dow futures up 65. This is SRN News. Wisconsin considers killing a tax provision.
The reason the state might get rid of the unemployment tax exemption is to prevent religious businesses from gaining access to it. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states cannot block churches and ministries from accessing such programs if they allow secular businesses to use them. Now, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for the elimination of the exemption for all state employers rather than let Christian and other faith-based businesses use it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Aid to the Church in Need is warning that Islamic terrorism is a growing threat to the safety of Christians all around the globe. In a new report, the religious freedom group says global jihadism has entered a distinct new phase of transnational evolution. Major organizations such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, despite currently lacking clear central leadership, have continued to pursue their objectives. This is SRN News. New poll shows many Americans are concerned about the rise of massive data centers.
A new poll finds that as the U.S. rapidly builds massive data centers for the development of artificial intelligence, many Americans are concerned about the potential environmental impact. The AP NORC EPIC poll finds that worries about how AI will affect the environment surpass concerns about other industries and their possible impact. The results suggest that as AI reshapes work, communications, and culture, it's also sparking some anxieties about the possible negatives of the massive demand for fossil fuels. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump will be traveling to Japan and South Korea soon, and he is expected to promote an epic windfall in investments for U.S. factories and various kinds of development projects. Two countries have made combined pledges that total roughly $900 billion. More details at SRNnews.com.